Good morning. It's the Reverend Steve Morris. Thank you so much for joining me today for our Sunday service in Eastertide. We're very glad to have you here. Thank you so much for coming. The Lord be with you and also with you. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. I encourage you now to bring to God anything you'd like to say sorry for. Let's do that in the knowledge, in the certainty that God promises to forgive. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. So we have two readings today. The first reading is from the book of Acts. It's Acts 4, 32 to 35. All the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they shared everything they had with great power. The apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and much grace was upon them all. There were no needy people among them, for from time to time those who owned lands or houses sold them, brought the money from the sales, and put it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to anyone as he had need. Our second reading is from the Gospel of John. It's John 20. 19 to the end. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone their sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hand and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." And then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. My word, what an extraordinarily beautiful passage from the Bible. And again, you know, when you read these things out loud, they just come alive. And I just, as I was reading it, just then, I just felt almost like a laser-guided missile that kind of put me straight into that life of dear Thomas. I think it's a bit sad that he's called Doubting Thomas, because I don't think he is doubting, actually. He just would like some more proof, and that's a bit different from doubting. Actually, you know, he's a really strong and brave believer. And I think he's pretty brave, actually, to say, I just want to be sure. And I personally think that he wasn't the only one feeling that. He just was the person that voiced it. Now, what happens is, of course, is look at the way that Jesus deals with him. Thomas is with the other followers. They're all pretty scared. They're wondering what's going to happen next. They're in a house, and the doors are locked, and Jesus comes in. Presumably, he kind of just comes through the wall or something. You know, it's certainly a supernatural entry, but he's not just a supernatural being. He's an embodied, flesh and blood person, still carrying the wounds that he had here. And he carries those wounds, dear friends, into eternity. They are a reminder of the suffering that he went through and the suffering that we went through and go through. He says to Thomas, doesn't he? And he's really kind with him, I think, anyway. The first thing he says is, peace be with you. In other words, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. And then he says, come here, Thomas. Look, put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand. Put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe. And I think that Jesus does this not because he's cross with Thomas, not because he thinks Thomas has let the side down, but he wants to help Thomas. He wants to help him. Because Thomas is one of these very thorough people who needs to know, cross every T, dot every I. That's his personality type. Now, personally, I'm not like that. I can take more things a bit on trust, I think, but some things I really, really have to kind of assent to and know in my faith. That's one of the reasons I took a year out to go back to Oxford and just study science, suffering and faith. I just really, really wanted to be surer. And there's nothing wrong with it. I think what Jesus is doing for Thomas and for all of those, all of us who sometimes want to know more, is to reassure us that he won't disdain that part of us that needs to know. Thomas says, my Lord and my God. He's convinced, he's seen it, he knows it. You know, what an act of grace and love Jesus has done. I mean, there's so much else to be done, frankly, isn't there? I mean, why would he just turn up to help one of his followers? He did it because he loves him. He did it because that's the kind of human person that God is. He then points out something that's really encouraging to us. He said, because you've seen me, you've believed. Blessed are those who have not seen. That's us. And yet have believed. He acknowledges the Christ here. That actually we human beings need some kind of proof. And when we operate, when we are able to take a leap of faith, that is really something special. So I think this is a great encouragement to the rest of us. It said God knows it's difficult sometimes to believe this. But that you do, I've noticed, and it's important. We hear that Jesus did many miraculous signs and we don't know all of them. I'd love to know what some of them were, I really would. But I think the most miraculous thing here is that the God who made the universe decided that he would come and help bolster someone's faith who needed to know a bit more. And that, I think, is entirely and totally encouraging. Amen. So, we say the words of the Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. So let's pray. Father, we thank you that you sent your Son to show us the way. Help us, Lord, when we have moments when we doubt. Help us to know that doubt is not the opposite of faith, but it is part of that great journey. Father, we pray for our country and for the world. We pray for those nations who are less fortunate than us would get their fair share of the coronavirus jab, and that the majority world would absolutely be treated fairly in all things. Father, we ask you to accompany us on our journey of faith. We pray for our leaders, we pray for our politicians and church leaders, and all those who work in positions of authority, that they would be wise and kind and fair. Father, we pray that our society will become fairer. We pray for justice where it is needed. We pray that we would look into our own hearts and souls and know that we begin any change that needs to happen. Father, we pray for this parish, and we thank you for all those who are part of us, all those who come to church, and all those who don't. And I ask you now to just raise up to God anyone that you are concerned about. Let's do that now. Father, we offer you these prayers in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so, friends, we now move on to the peace. If you're sharing, if you're in a house with someone, offer the peace to them. If not, why not text someone today? Just offer them and share with them the peace. When Jesus came, he brought us his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you and also with you. So, we now move on to the Eucharistic prayer. The Lord be with you and also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. Father, you made the world and love your creation. You gave your Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Saviour. His dying and rising have set us free from sin and death. And so we gladly thank you with saints and angels, praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We praise and we bless you, loving Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. And as we obey his command, send your Holy Spirit, that broken bread and wine outpoured may be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends, and taking bread, he praised you. He broke the bread, gave it to them and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. When supper was ended, he took the cup of wine again. He praised you, gave it to them and said, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. So, Father, we remember all that Jesus did. In him, we plead with confidence his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross. Bringing before you the bread of life and cup of salvation, we proclaim his death and resurrection until he comes in glory. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Lord of all life, help us to work together for that day when your kingdom comes and justice and mercy will be seen in all the earth. Look with favour on your people. Gather us in your loving arms and bring us with all the saints to feast at your table in heaven. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, O loving Father, for ever and ever. Amen. We are called children of God, and by baptism that is indeed what we have become. And so we have the courage to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those who are called to his supper. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word and I shall be healed. Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, Christ our Passover, who was sacrificed for us. Blessed are those who are called to his supper. And so, friends, we reach now towards the end of our service. It's been wonderful to have you with me this morning. Thank you so much for coming. Please do stay in touch. It's great to know how you're doing and where you're at and that kind of thing. And if you're feeling lonely, please do ring someone. Please do ring and just chat and share some of that burden. We end with the blessing. The God of peace, who brought Jesus, the great shepherd, back from the dead, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work and pleasing in his sight. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's go in peace to serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.